Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your brain trust.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. No, it's not 34. After 7 till the hour. I'm the talk show host. You can't tell time. Jim Blasingame. 21 years we've been doing this. I still can't tell time. Well, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of the day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Stephen Russo is our guest. He's wondering why he's here, but I'm going to try to get him to come back. He's the Executive Vice President of Eclipsis, Inc. Tell us about it, Stephen.
Well, we're, of course, a cybersecurity company that's out there trying to help make the world a safer place.
Say the name of your company.
Eclipsis. Eclipsis is the name of the company. And we're securing data for enterprises as well as businesses from small to large, providing a very affordable solution for most any size business, providing a digital safety deposit box for those that need to store files as humans.
Are you also helping them on the move? Are you also helping them cover on the move when they're on the move?
Absolutely. Data that's in transit, data that's being transmitted between two endpoints is one of the biggest security vulnerabilities.
It is.
Including those in the IoT world. And we've solved that. We have the solution. I do believe that we have the best solution by far.
Wow.
It's a patented solution. Being
that's a moneymaker
right,
right there.
The
if you solve the IoT thing, that's your retirement plan right there.
We are. Yeah, there's no doubt. And
are you also solving the cryptocurrency? Because I want to talk about this real quick, Stephen. By the way, folks, we're going to get Steve back on the show. Don't worry. He has a lot more to teach us. But, Steve, the cryptocurrency, people wonder why, if it's crypto, how can they steal it? I mean, if Bitcoin is such a great new invention for the future of currency, and it's supposed to be secure, how come some people were able to steal some of it?
Yeah, we have to start with the premise of cryptocurrency and what it means. Cryptocurrency is very similar to a dollar bill. The difference is that it's a digital asset. It's in digital form.
Right.
So this digital form, just like your dollar bill has a serial number on it, a cryptocurrency, no matter what it is, has a cryptocurrency key. And if someone gets that key from you, they can access and take your cryptocurrency away.
And a key is like a password, right?
Well, it's I guess it's similar to a password, but it's much more complex.
But still, they're breaking through. They're stealing these things.
They are absolutely stealing them, and they're doing it a lot of different ways.
But how are they breaking through that key? Is somebody being sloppy with their keys, or are they actually breaking it down?
Lots of ways they're doing it. Some people are being sloppy with their keys. Some of it is the folks are using bad digital wallets that are out there. There's a lot of bad people out there. There's actually phony wallets out there on the Play Store.
Wow.
That if you signed up for the wrong wallet and put your currency in, they'll take it away.
Wow.
Even the cryptocurrency exchanges are getting hacked.
Yeah, I think
500 million plus has been taken,
right,
you know, this year from exchanges, and that's because, you know, they are not security experts.
Is that what's going to prevent the proliferation of cryptocurrency?
It would if it were not for technologies such as MicroToken Exchange that can fix it, or the Crypti wallet that can fix it. So there is some technology out there that's coming that exchanges, both large and small, are looking at, because they know they have to make this change and add these additional layers of security. They have to train their people as well, because there's a tremendous amount of theft going on from these exchanges, believe it or not, through social engineering, where they're going after their employees. Mm-hmm. And their employees are doing stupid things
yeah.
and allowing access to their systems. That's actually been a way of theft.
That's an issue small businesses have to deal with for a long time. Steve, last thoughts. I got 30 seconds. What last thought would you like to leave us with to help us move forward to you here again?
What I'd like to leave you with is you have to always do the most basic blocking and tackling. If you don't know a person that's sending you an email, don't click on it. Delete
right.
it. Yeah. If you're receiving some type of offer that's too good to be true,
it is.
Don't accept it because it probably is too good to be true, and someone's going to do something bad to your computer or to your data. You know, there's stuff out there called ransomware. You have to be very cautious of. So.
I want to give you a commercial there, Steve. Hold on. ECLYPSES, folks.com. Check it out. Hey, Steven, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you, thank you. Check out the Crypto Wallet, folks.
There you go. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.